This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning. The time right now is 8:14. Our guests today are from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, and some of the topics we'll be discussing, well, Bart Feit's going to be talking about the National Night Out program. Thomas Laird will be talking about youth basketball signups. Belinda Tate, the half marathon, which is coming up. And Nate Williams will talk about the Barfield Bash. Bart, let's start with you. What is happening with the National Night Out? Didn't they move it this year?
They did. We used to have it in August, the first Tuesday in August, but I think it was so hot and everything. People in the state or around the mid-state wanted to move it to a little cooler weather, so we've moved it to October the 2nd, which is next Tuesday, from 5 to 7:30. We've got six sites across the city that will be set up for games, activities. We'll have free food and drinks. And the dignitaries will be coming around to each site, but it's a big night for the Night Out Against Crime, and that's the main objective, is to get your neighborhoods together and try to find a way to fight the crime in our city.
I think October will be a lot better. I mean, it definitely is a lot cooler outside. You'll probably have a bigger turnout, I'd say.
I think so. The walk-up crowd, of course, at Patterson and the other places should be great with the cooler temperatures. Of course, at SportsCom, we've had our pool open in August, which was a big draw, but now that it's closed down, we're going to be out at the pavilion area with DJ and blow-ups and games and activities. And we hope it'll be a big night, big crowds at all six sites.
Yeah, of course, October 2nd is also fall break week for the Rutherford County and I believe the Murfreesboro City Schools as well. So a lot of kids will be able to stay up a lot later. How late will this go into the night?
It will go from 5 to 7:30. Of course, it's getting dark a little bit earlier now, but we'll keep everything going. As long as the food holds out and the games and activities and the DJs can play, we'll keep it going.
Now, the food's free, right?
Food is free. We'll have hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, and a drink. And I just want to mention Sergeant Melvin Cunningham, Clyde Atkinson of the Police Department, Donald Smith with the Murfreesboro Housing Authority really put a lot of time and effort in this and planning this all year round. So we're hoping for a big turnout, and I think it's going to be good weather.
Now, will this also be going on at Patterson Park and Rogers Park and those places as well?
We've got six sites across the city. Of course, SportsCom and Patterson, Rogers Park, Oaklands Park, Franklin Heights, and Spring Valley.
Now, is it typically at all the parks, or is it this year you're trying something different?
It's usually at these six sites. You know, we've kind of condensed it from a couple down to get a bigger crowd at each site, but it's been a good event through the year, so hopefully we'll have a big turnout next Tuesday.
And again, the point of this is to get to know your neighbors. That's the biggest thing. That way you can know if there's somebody suspicious in your neighborhood, somebody you don't recognize, and you can call the police. I mean, it's all about that, right?
It's about, fighting crime in our city. We're trying to get each area involved across the whole city. So, if any crime's going on, any suspicious characters going on, you meet your neighbors. A lot of neighborhood watch programs get involved. So it's a good thing. It's the objective is really good. It's, like I said, to fight crime across our city.
And what kind of food is going to be served on that night?
We'll have hamburgers and hot dogs, basically, chips and a drink. So, anybody that comes up, like I said, as long as it holds out, we'll have plenty of food and activities for everybody.
Sounds great. Anything big going on at SportsCom other than National Night Out?
Well, we've got coming up this Saturday, and I'll let Nate Williams kind of touch on it here in a few minutes. We got the puppy plunge coming up, and I'll if anybody's got a puppy or a dog, we'll be there this Saturday, and I'll let Nate talk about that here shortly.
Okay, the puppy plunge. I look forward to hearing about that.
No cats, just dogs.
Melinda Tate is also with us, and the half marathon is coming up. Are you ready for it?
I think I'm getting close to being ready, and I know the runners have been training, so they're on the last leg of their training programs, getting ready to start to taper.
When is it? What is the date for it?
The date is October 13th. It starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there are 2,500 runners that are signed up.
Wow.
And, yeah, this year we were so excited. We sold out in 6 hours this year. And we still have the Murph's Fun Run for kids ages 6 to 13. They can still sign up, and it's a one-mile run over at the MTSU campus.
2,500 runners, is that the same amount from last year, or has it gone up?
Yes, we kept it the same for this year, and not sure if we'll ever increase it, but 2,500 is a good number. We don't have many parking headaches, and we're able to manage 2,500.
Is the middle half going to be the same route that it was the last couple of years?
Yes. Yes, it is. And the runners love it because it is so flat. It is so flat. We have beginners who like it because of that one reason. And then we have elite runners who come in trying to set a new personal record because it is such a flat course. And, of course, we go by Oakland's and MTSU, and we run around the square, so it's a lot to look at. They don't get bored when they're running the course.
And for anybody thinking about their first marathon, maybe for next year, if you compare this to the country music marathon, it's a lot more hilly. I mean, it's up and down.
Well, the country music marathon is a lot more hilly, yes. And a lot more crowded, too.
Yeah, a heck of a lot more crowded. That's true. So the middle half would be a good place to start, but you got to register early next year, I guess.
Yes, registration will begin June 1st at 8 o'clock in the morning next year.
What are some of the big sponsors this year?
Well, of course, we've got WGNS. Middle Tennessee Medical Center is our presenting sponsor, and they've been so helpful. They will have a massage tent afterwards for the runners to come in and get some of their muscles loosened up after the run. And we've got Jim and Nick's. They will be providing a lunch, a turkey sandwich and chips, and that's always popular. You wouldn't think at 10:30 in the morning that a barbecue sandwich would be very good, but these runners have been up since 4, and they are starving by 10 o'clock.
Especially after you run 13 miles.
Exactly. We've got, of course, Parks and Rec and the City of Murfreesboro, Fleet Feet Sports. We've got a lot of media sponsors, including WGNS. And we're just so fortunate that the community has come together to participate in this event. We've got so many different volunteer groups from the Exchange Club, the Rotary Club, different school organizations. They will get a group of volunteers together to help with the race.
And this will all begin right next to the track on Greenland Drive, where it always begins, and then end actually in the track.
Yes, the runners get to finish on the track, and they always love it coming from the street to the nice cushy feel of the track at that last little section.
Now, for the kids' fun run, how long is that again?
It's 1 mile, and the kids start in the Greenland Drive parking lot, and they run up Old Las Casas, and then they come back down, and they also get to finish in the track. So that's a big deal for them.
Can kids still do that, or is it already filled up?
Yes, they can still register if they go to themiddlehalf.com, and there's a tab for the Kids Fun Run, and they can register online, or they can pick up registration forms at SportsCom and Patterson Park and at Fleet Feet.
What age group of kids are we talking about here?
They are 6 to 13.
How many do you expect to have this year?
Oh, we will cap it at 250 kids. And it is a fun run. It's not timed. It's just for fun. But these kids get really serious. They will get a T-shirt and a finisher's medal, and we'll have snacks at the end with inflatables and face painting and balloon animals. So it's a fun time for the kids.
That sounds great. All that taking place again October what?
October 13th at 7 o'clock in the morning. This year we have 3 wheelchair entrants. So that starts at 6:55. And if you've never seen wheelchair athletes, it's worth getting up early in the morning to watch this.
How long does it usually take them to finish a race?
They will finish 13 miles in about an hour.
Wow.
It's incredible, yes.
That's amazing. And what about the fastest runner? What did they get last year?
Let's see. I believe the fastest for the course is 1 hour and, I want to say, 7 minutes.
That is really quick.
They are fast.
They had to have been trucking it the entire time. I mean, there's no slowing down if you're getting it in an hour and 7 or so minutes.
Yeah, I don't think they even stop at the water stations. They just go right past them.
It's amazing that some people can do that.
I like watching.
Was it a Murfreesboro resident who did that, or was it somebody from out of town?
Someone from Georgia who was originally from Kenya.
Okay, wow. Well, that's interesting. And again, the middle half is coming up. What is the website?
TheMiddleHalf.com.
Sounds good. Melinda Tate with us again from the Parks and Recreation Department, talking about the middle half. And also with us is Thomas Laird, and he's going to talk about the youth basketball signups. When does that take place?
Well, starting on Monday, we'll start taking registration for youth basketball. And, you know, in athletics, we used to have a time when things weren't quite as fast-paced, and we had a little time to catch our breath. But, you know, recently, we go from one sport to the next. Right now, we're doing youth football, and anyone that wants to come out and watch a football game, we play on Monday, Tuesday nights, and also on Saturday mornings. And then adult softball is going on. Sports Common Patterson hosts adult volleyball and adult basketball. So anyone that wants to go out and watch a game, whether it be adults or youth, or support our league, they're there. Youth basketball will start beginning October 1st, run through the entire month of October. We'll do evaluations and coaches training in November, and then in December we'll start practicing. And the actual season will begin in January.
What ages are eligible for youth basketball?
We take kids from ages 5 to 15, boys and girls. 5 and 6-year-olds play co-ed, and they play at SportsCom. And if you've never seen that, it's a very entertaining league. We don't keep score. Coaches are on the court with the kids, and we focus on learning the fundamentals and skills there. And then they move up to 7 and 8-year-olds. That's when we divide, and we have the boys and the girls play separately. The boys will play at John Pittard, and the girls will play at Black Fox in 7 and 8. And then we have a 9 and 10-year-old division. And then moving up to 11 and 12s, they'll go to the 10-foot goal. And then our older division is 13 through 15s.
And do you have a lot of 13 through 15-year-olds playing?
Not as many as we'd like, obviously, but we do have a significant amount of kids. A lot at that age group, they're either playing with their school or they're not playing. So we definitely encourage all of them to come out and play with us. That's what we are. We're a recreational league. We have mandatory playing time, so every kid gets a minimum of half the game, and that's a rule that we have in place. And while we definitely hate for kids to miss practice and stuff, we understand that it's not the kids' fault and that they're signed up to play.
So those who are 13 through 15, I mean, this is almost an extra practice for them outside of school basketball if they play there.
Absolutely. And a lot of them, some of them play, like our elementary school teams, our city schools, we start our league after city school. So every kid has an opportunity to play a city school league, and then they're able to play in our league. Then once they go to middle school, there's regulations and guidelines there, so they're not always able to do both. I recommend that you talk with your coach to make sure that it is okay to play both. We have no regulations on or anything that prevents a kid from playing both middle school and our league, but we definitely don't want them to get in trouble with their school or their league or get their school in trouble. But the older kids, it's really good in that if there's kids that don't make their middle school team and don't have an opportunity to play on the school level, they definitely have a place to play with us. And, you know, that's where we get a lot of the kids that maybe didn't make their grades or for whatever reason it may be aren't playing with their school. They have an opportunity to play with us. And, you know, that's our goal, is to provide an opportunity for everybody regardless of skill level.
And what are the costs involved?
The cost is $50 per student or per player, and the cost covers your uniform, of course, and then helps cover the cost of officials. Everybody gets a trophy at the end of the year. And now we have a lot of sponsorship opportunities as well. Of course, a basic team sponsor is $115 to sponsor a team, but this year we've developed a sponsorship package. So there's several different options in that package for businesses that want to just go ahead and sponsor throughout the year, and that can include volleyball teams and basketball teams, football teams throughout the entire year. So they can contact us at the athletic office. You can email us at athletics@murfreesborotn.gov. Give us a call at the McFadden Community Center, 907-2251. Or something new we're doing, Scott, is we have a photographer that works for us, Mr. Jim Davis. He's retired from the Daily News Journal, and we were fortunate enough to get him to come work with us. And he's out there every night taking photos of these guys, and we're putting them on our Facebook page. It's Murfreesboro Athletics on Facebook. Check us out and give us a like, and that's where you can get all your information, whether it's rainouts, whether fields are rained out, what's going on there. And also the really neat thing is those action photos. You can download those directly and get a professional quality action photo off Facebook page, have it printed at Walgreens, and you know, have it in a frame. So
now the adult leagues, how popular are those? Do you have a lot of players?
Very popular. Our adults, softball, for example, we have 61 teams in adult softball. They play at Starplex now. In the spring, they'll play throughout the city. Basketball, we have 24 adult basketball teams throughout the city, 18 at Patterson, 6 at SportsCom. And then in our volleyball, adult volleyball, that's co-ed, we play two nights a week, one at SportsCom, one at Patterson, and there's about 18 teams in that as well.
I wouldn't have thought volleyball. That's neat.
Absolutely. The adult co-ed volleyball, we have Monday night, they're very passionate players. And Monday night is our rec league at Patterson Park. And then on Thursday night is a power league or competitive league. Now, the rec league is slightly larger because we do have some true rec players. But all of our power players from Thursday night come on Monday nights as well. They distribute up into different teams, and they play with a little less intensity. And I guess it's their night off to just have fun, because Thursday nights they're very competitive.
And I guess you've got a referee and everything?
Absolutely. We have certified officials. We train all of our officials. And we try to retain a good pool of officials, from softball umpires to football officials and all, and we do year-round training. We found that while we can't pay and offer as much as TWSAA or some of these other big names, we can keep these guys busy all year long and cross-train them. So a lot of our officials are cross-trained in more than one sport, and you know, we do continued education throughout the year to keep officials on top of their toes.
Are the volleyball players and the basketball players practicing throughout the week, or do they just go to the games?
They practice on their own. Now, volleyball will practice on Sunday afternoons at SportsCom or at Patterson, but it's more or less pickup type practices. The basketball teams, if they're practicing, they're usually practicing at the outdoor courts, things like that. We don't reserve gym time or a court time for them to practice when the season begins. Same as with our adult softball. We assign a month prior to the season, we assign practices, practice times on the field, and once the season begins, there are no more practices. They just play games. And we found with adults, too, they're not interested in practicing. They're interested in playing games.
Now, recently, on a different subject, the city of Murfreesboro had a big soccer, or they sponsored, I guess, a soccer tournament that was held.
Yes, sir.
A huge soccer tournament. How many people showed up for that from out of town?
Well, there was 188 teams. And just give you an idea how many folks from out of town. So throughout the four-day event, there were 2,700 hotel rooms rented. And you keep in mind that soccer teams often share rooms, so you put two or three kids in a room with 2,700 rooms. That's a significant impact to the city. And the unique thing about this tournament is that it was over the course of 4 days. So there was only one day there that you would play, that teams played twice in the same day. Most of the time they had one match per day. So the rest of the day was spent shopping, going to historical sites, and enjoying the city of Murfreesboro.
How did Murfreesboro go about getting this contract for this to happen?
Well, we were actually contacted through the state to find out if we were interested, and then we partnered. I contacted Mona Herring with the chamber, and she and I and our department worked with putting together a bid to bid for this. And you know, Mona with the chamber and Barbara Wookie, they do an outstanding job of selling Rutherford County and helping us promote our city. So once the bid was put together and sent out, I don't think there was much competition with anyone else.
Do you foresee more soccer tournaments being held here?
Well, the chamber has a 3-year agreement with this particular tournament, the Tennessee Cup. And we base, the city bases its use of the fields on the previous event. Obviously, this past event was a great event. It was very well organized and well staffed. So we'll encourage to have that again. But I guess I do. I think, I don't know, Scott, if you remember, but Murfreesboro was named the number five soccer-friendly city in America by Livability.com a month or so ago. And that's the support that we get from our residents, from the city council, and also from the Murfreesboro Soccer Club. They are a huge impact. And a lot of people don't realize, because we had a huge tournament like that, but you know, in October, we'll host 120 teams with the Bastion of Borough, which is our local club's tournament. And then 2 weeks later, we'll have the Tennessee State Cups, which is about 105 teams. So those are significant impacts. And then we host the Olympic Development Program, which will be in December. And that's two separate weekends that will bring in roughly 85 teams of soccer players. So we have tournaments all the time and several big events that maybe go unnoticed because we've done them for so many years. But the Murfreesboro Soccer Club definitely brings a lot to the table in terms of soccer, and they're the primary reason that we are one of the most soccer-friendly cities in America.
Any changes coming to the Cherry Lane Soccer Complex?
Currently, not that I can definitely say for sure. Now, we did put in for the long-term planning. I know we need some more lighting in our youth complex, and that would definitely help to be able to play on those fields at night, and it would help reduce the impact on the other fields. So hopefully that's something we can look forward to. Of course, we've always talked about having another set of grandstands in the locker room, but I think the need for additional lighted fields is going to outweigh that.
Sounds good. Thomas Laird with us this morning from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Again, if somebody wants to sign up for youth sports, what's the phone number to call?
907-2251, and they can sign up for basketball at all of our locations at SportsCom, Patterson, Barfield Crescent Park, and McFadden Community Center.
Sounds good. Also with us this morning, Nate Williams, and you were going to talk about the puppy plunge?
The puppy plunge. If you remember, we had a puppy plunge several years ago before the outdoor pool was renovated. It was something that was really popular. We had hundreds of dogs come each time we did it, right when the pool closes for the end of the season. So, you know, it's something that we're able to do at our pools. That's okay for the pool because it's the end of the season. Nobody else is coming to the pool. With this event, though, we want to make sure people understand they can't get in the water with their dogs.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people. It's a fun time. Get out and swim with your dogs, I understand, is something people want to do, but we just don't allow that. But
you know, the water is going to be a little chilly anyways.
The water will be chilly, and it's really neat to see. I know if you go out there, some of the tricks that people can do with their dogs, and they do the long jumping and stuff in the water, it's a really neat thing. But this event is this Saturday at SportsCom. It's from 10 to 12, and anybody who wants to come to the puppy plunge can go to the back parking lot, and they'll open the gates at 10. And they'll have a waiver to sign and everything, and it's a fun event. We want to make sure, though, that people have their dogs up to date on all their vaccines.
And that's 10 to 12 this Saturday at SportsCom's Outdoor Pool.
At SportsCom's Outdoor Pool. It's a really fun event, and like I said, it's kind of a new thing since we haven't done it since the pool's been renovated. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for the dogs to run around and have some fun.
Have you got a lot signed up already?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I would say, you know, typically in the past when we've done this, we open the gates right at 10, and there's usually about 100 people in line to get into the
Interesting.
Pool. So, you know, we've got a great, you know, it's a lot of people who visit our dog park off of West College Street. The Bark Park is what it's called, and they come out there. We do some advertising out there, and people just really, I mean, we've got some great dogs in Murfreesboro, some great pet lovers, and it's a lot of fun.
Sounds good. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get to the Barfield Bash that is also coming up. Our time right now is 8:37, and the temperature outside is holding at 62 degrees. You're listening to WGNS. Stay with us. We do have more coming up in just a minute.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Morning News with Scott Walker. Weekday mornings, 6:30 to 7:50 on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we try to have very competitive prices. Oftentimes, we're lower than the big box and the internet stores on guitars and drum kits. Got a fantastic lesson program with degreed musicians who are great to work with any age, from the kids through some of the adults. Come in, sign up, and we'll be happy to get you started. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Tune-ups, oil changes, auto repair. 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. Traffic easing a bit. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96. Traffic easing. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, also South Church at Barfield. Traffic easing there. I-24 at 231. Traffic easing there for us this morning. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Hardwood Floors, 1999 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384 or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaint.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
I would like to say that I dream about recipes and I try to think about what can I do to make a particular food taste good.
Jim Demas at Demas Restaurant.
I love spinach, and I thought, well, what can I do to spinach that was different from what everybody else? And it came to me. I actually did it at our home before we opened the restaurant, and it was a hit at home, so I thought, well, if it's a hit at home, it may be a hit to everybody else.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
All Sports Talk with Bonnie Hill and Tim Tackett at 2, followed by Sports Night with George Plaster at 3. Weekdays on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
WeatherEye.
We'll have sunny skies across the forecast area today. High of 83 with a south-southwest wind, 10 to 15. Clear skies for tonight, low of 60. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, 63.
For years and years, I've been telling you about Bell Furniture. Perry Bell buys in trailer truckload quantities and passes the savings on to you. First quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture. I know you've heard about Jameson's Marriott mattress. It's half price at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Right now the time, 8:42. Again, temperature outside right around 62 degrees. You're tuned to WGNS. Nate Williams now with us from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Barfield Bash, that's coming up, I guess, in October, right?
It is. This is one of our huge special events. Thomas, how long? What year is this?
This will be our 10-year anniversary of the Barfield Bash.
Yeah. Thomas has done a great job over the years making our haunted hayride. That's really the feature event of this special event. It's a really scary hayride, you know?
My kids love it.
Do they?
My son thinks it's great. He loves a scary one.
I'm glad he does because it scares me so when I'm out on the trail. But no, it's fun. It's a great family-friendly atmosphere. This year's Barfield Bash is going to be October 24th to the 27th. The first two nights of that, the 24th and the 25th, are the Haunted Hayride. It's Wednesday and Thursday nights, and this year we're looking forward to some new exciting things on the trail. It's going to be another fun one. I think your kids are going to love it again. We'll mix it up just a little bit for them, and they'll just come back and be even more excited about it. Do you like riding on the hayride?
I like it. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think last year there was a guy with a chainsaw. Maybe that was the year before.
Well,
I
don't remember. Yeah.
That's every year. Okay.
You better count on a couple of chainsaws.
We take pride. We do everything in-house, and Thomas puts a lot of work towards making the trail really quality. And for $5 is what it is to ride the Haunted Hayride. I mean, you get as good of a product as you would going somewhere and paying, you know, $20, $25 to go through a haunted woods. It's a really fun thing, and we're excited about it. I've had a lot of people asking about the Haunted Hayride, what kind of different things are going to be on it, and that's top secret. We don't talk about it, but I can just say it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, the not-so-haunted hayride, that actually goes down the Wilderness Trail, right?
Yep, it goes up towards the Wilderness Station, and, you know, Rachel Singer that runs our Wilderness Station, she puts a lot of heart into that, and it's really a fun event for the young kids. And, you know, because we offer that and we encourage all of the young kids to go on that, we don't have any mercy on those that step into that haunted hayride trail.
We have an opportunity for them to go for the not so haunted. So
have you ever had somebody jump off the hayride because they're too scared?
Well, we've had the screamers and criers, and most of the time they just bury their heads in the hay and ride it out. So we've never stopped the trailer to pull anyone off.
We've got a chaperone that rides on every trailer and is able to communicate, and they do a really good job. You know, it's a lot of staff effort to make this thing happen, and we're proud of it. I know Thomas is proud of it, and 10 years going strong. But our not so haunted hay ride is $3. For families to buy tickets and go on that, and we'll follow a story all the way through the woods. And I promise neither one of those hay rides will let you down. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
What kind of comments have you gotten in the past about the hay rides?
We've gotten positive things. Hey, I'll speak for the not so haunted. It follows a story through the woods, and our Wilderness Station staff and Melinda Tate do a great job of making that story kind of come to life. Through the woods, and you can kind of read along, and it's a positive thing. It gets kids, you know, interested and engaged, and it's quality. They put a lot of lighting out there and costumes, and put a lot of work into it. But I know families really enjoy that.
Well, and the haunted hayride, I've had several people come through and say, hey, you know, that was as good as anything in Nashville or anything we went to that we paid $15 or $20 for. It takes about 20 minutes to ride the hayride, and there's anywhere from 13 to 15 scenes, depending on the season or the year. And it's a really, really good hayride and really scary. You know, we try to make it as scary as possible. And, you know, at 10 years' experience, we've learned what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, there's the surprise elements and the spooky elements. And, you know, our goal is to scare you while you're there, but also have you thinking about it when you go home.
I remember years ago, the Cox Memorial Gym, they had a haunted house there. I guess the parks put that on as well.
Absolutely. And matter of fact, Craig Watkins, who worked with our parks, he was one of the key organizers of the haunted house at Cox Memorial Gym. And I recruited him the very first year we did the Barfield Bash and the Haunted Hayride. And Craig worked on our hayride for probably 3 years and kind of helped set the mode. So a lot of the things that, you know, for example, where the graveyard is and some of the things that are pretty standard on the hayride that you can count on from year to year are things that Craig put into place. He's a very creative guy and really added to it.
I wonder how many years the Cox Memorial Gym Haunted House took place.
You know, I don't know, but I'm envious that was before my time, because I would love to do a haunted house now with fire regulations and the different things that we have to do. Now, we do a small haunted house at McFadden Community Center. We have our Fall Fest, and on October 18th, we're doing Fall Fest, and we have a Haunted Halls. So we encourage anyone to come out. We have different games and activities and food, and it's really a community event. It's the old time community center fall festival, but we have a haunted house there as well. So if you're looking for a pre-event to the Barfield Bash, you can come out there.
Where is the McFadden Community Center?
The McFadden Community Center is located on 211 Bridge Avenue. It's actually right next to McFadden School, and we're there and have after school programming, and you know, it's a great place for kids to come and shoot ball, or we have a great game room, and we've got community center staff. As a matter of fact, one of our staff members is a physical education teacher in the Rutherford County school system that comes every afternoon. And we have a great program there. And if you're just needing to run errands or do something after school and need somewhere for your kids to come and have a place to go, McFadden is a great place to drop them off and know that we've got qualified staff there that's going to take care of them, make sure they're safe.
Sounds good. Nate, what else have you got for us?
Well, back to the Barfield Bash, we're excited this year to kind of give the carnival part of the Barfield Bash on the Friday and Saturday night. It's the October 26th and 27th. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., we have the carnival. And that's a great carnival. We've got about 7 games that people can go and buy tickets and play the games and win prizes. This year, it's kind of getting a facelift. Terry Womack is our cultural arts coordinator, and she's really taking that on and making it look really good. And the prizes are going to be excellent. It's just going to be a great year for it. But at the Barfield Bash, all 4 nights, we encourage people to wear their costumes. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great family-friendly atmosphere with a little scare if you want.
And what kind of games will be there? What kind of carnival games?
Well, we're adding some new kind of elements to it. We've got our tombstone throw. We've got our basketball toss. But we're also doing a boutique. We're doing a UFO throw and just some new things like that. And it's just a typical style carnival games with a little bit of a Halloween twist to them.
Scott, the unique thing about this carnival is you play the games and you win ghost dollars. And then you take your ghost dollars to the prize booth. And they have everything from little squeeze ball pumpkins to lava lamps. So you can save up the ghost dollars. And, my kids just love to go get a bag full of little toys. And,
we got tons around the house.
Exactly. And what I do is the day before Halloween, I have a carnival at my house, and I give all this junk away that we get all year long.
That's a good idea.
As prizes, so all of our friends take that. But the carnival is just an awesome atmosphere there. The spirit, the Murfreesboro Baseball Association does concessions.
The famous Barfield Burgers will be there.
Burgers, and they have funnel cakes, cheese sticks.
They had cheese sticks and funnel cakes.
Absolutely, they have probably one of the biggest menus of all of our athletic concessions in the city. So. It's going to be a great event.
We while people are waiting in line for the Not So Haunted Trail, we've got an area down in the parking lot where we do cake walks, we do costume contests, we give away prizes, and we have a DJ there playing music so people can dance and hang out. It's a lot of fun.
And it's for all ages.
Absolutely. It's the epitome of a whole family event can really enjoy that. So.
Now, is there a certain age that you have to be at in order to ride the Not So Haunted?
No, it's for all ages. So, we have grandparents. The whole family typically will get on and ride the Not-So-Haunted Trail. And then the Haunted Hayride, oftentimes we'll have the whole family jump on that as well. And, it was funny because my little girl, she rode the Haunted Hayride up until she was about 5.
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't get on it again. And now she helps out and works on the Haunted Hayride.
So. Well, yesterday we were walking down the Wilderness Trail, me, my son, and my daughter. And my son, who's 11, was trying to talk the 8-year-old into riding the Haunted Hayride this year. That's all he would talk about.
Thomas was talking about his daughter working the trail. And I think she has really the scariest scene on the whole trail. So
she's
a great actor is what she is.
And she's on the scene of the Haunted Hayride?
On the Haunted Hayride, yes.
What is she going to be doing?
Well, it's kind of a secret.
It's top secret.
We have a playground that we've built. So.
A scary playground.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, my whole family participates in it. My wife kind of hangs there and works the lights and the smoke for my daughter's scene. And my son and all his friends, they have a scene. So.
And this is all at Barfield Park. Again, the dates?
It's October 24th through the 27th.
Sounds good.
And that's the Haunted Hayride every night. Then the Not-So-Haunted will be the 25th and the 26th. Then the carnival will be the 25th and the 26th.
Yeah, Wednesday night is kind of our dress rehearsal, and it's we're really getting in the groove. But it's a great time for youth groups and church groups and stuff to come out and enjoy it without having to fight the big long lines and be able to come out and get right on the trailer so it doesn't consume a whole night.
And again, the Haunted Hayride's $5, the Not So Haunted $3. It's for everybody.
Absolutely.
And give us the times again.
Well, we sell tickets for the Haunted Hayride from 5 to dark, and then the Haunted Hayride we sell tickets from dark to 9 p.m. And then the not-so-haunted, we sell from 5 to 7.
And get there early, because there are long lines.
Absolutely. It's they're good lines. But like Thomas said, Wednesday and Thursdays are great times to come if you kind of want to limit those lines. But
a big group. And we ran 5 trailers on the Haunted Hayride last year. So even though the lines were really, really long at 7 p.m., we were done by 9:30. We had everybody that wanted to go through it. So
sounds good. Nate Williams and Thomas Laird with us from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Anything else you can think of that's going on?
Well, yeah, I just want to throw out there, you know, fall, we're going into this fall season. It's a great time for people to go out and enjoy a lot of our parks. We've got great things going on across the board, from our ball fields to just our every park. But over at Cannonsburg, it's a really unique place in the fall time, and we've got a couple of unique programs going on right now. We've got one that's called Pioneer Kids. We're really excited about that. It's for kids, really all ages 9 to 15. Mm-hmm. And what they do is on Thursdays from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, you can come and learn how to make kind of old school crafts and do old school type of things. They teach clogging and just a lot of interesting type of things. And well, our goal is, though, we've got a lot of kids involved with that, and we're going to do some performances at some of our really big special events out at Cannonsburg, like Harvest Days and Christmas at Cannonsburg. So Pioneer Kids, it's awesome for ages 9 to 15, right after school. It's an hour and a half, and it's $5 every week. So it's that's a program that's growing really big. Terry Womack's doing a great job with that. Another one is Cornhole and Coffee, you know, the cornhole game.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing that on Thursdays and Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock over at Cannonsburg, and it's just awesome. We've got a lot of people. It's getting pretty competitive out there, so if people are good at cornhole, it's a free little program that we offer, and it's a fun time.
Sounds great. A lot happening within the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, as always. A whole lot happening. But listen, we appreciate all of y'all joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you.
Take care. Right now the time, 8:55. We're going to take a break. We've got local news coming up in just a minute. And also check on the traffic and the weather once again. Stay with us.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WTNS, AM, FM, and online.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's and ask for Joshua.